62. Dragon Report. Howard, October 2344, Trantor. I was plowing my way through my emails, grumbling under my breath. A coffee on my chair arm was cooling, forgotten. Bridget looked up from her canvas screen and said,
"I think it's about time you hire an administrative assistant to take all that paperwork off your hands."
"But then I just need to find another reason to complain. It really doesn't bother me that much." Bridget gave me the evil eye.
"It's not you I'm concerned about, whiny McWhiny face. Some peace and quiet would be nice."
She gestured at her canvas.
"I'm trying to organize our adventure into a report for the UFS Exobiology Society."
"Oh, sorry, Bridge. I should do this in vert anyway, get it done faster."
"Sounds good. And when you get back, I'll make you a martini."
"No, that's fine. I'll make them. Want one now?"
"That'd be nice."
Outmaneuvered again. But at least my martini would be palatable. "You're monitoring the dragons, right?" I asked.
"Of course. It's a major species development. Migration to a new continent, effects on the ecosystem, evolutionary pressures, probably a bottleneck or two. We'll be watching for centuries."
"Hmm. But they'll survive?"
"It looks good. Alexander cut all the floaters loose and they're spreading out. The new lake fish seem to be acceptable, no new predators or diseases so far."
"And the old continent?" She shook her head.
"It's not Siberian traps level, but life's going to be tough. The floaters are being knocked out of the air, which will probably drive the lake trout to near extinction. Being overfished by the surviving dragons will likely finish the job, then the dragons will starve."
She sat back, glaring at the screen, lost in thought for a moment.
"If all the floaters die, there won't be any trout eggs getting deposited in new lakes. Total ecosystem collapse." "Alexander was right.
He's still an asshole."
"He lives in a medieval society, Howard. The iron rule applies, and on that subject..."
She turned her chair to face me.
"During my face-off with him, I made a comment about making my own decisions about who I'd have as a mate, and he laughed at me."
"Seriously?"
"Hmm. I was actually a little miffed, which is funny, given the circumstances. Maybe I've watched too many bad vids, but he told me in no uncertain terms that he wasn't the slightest bit interested that way. It was about my usefulness and nothing else."
"That's it. He insulted my wife. I'll kill him."
"Down, boy." "It wasn't much of an improvement. I was going to be chattel for the rest of my life."
I grinned at her. "Which at least would have been a long one. You didn't get a spear through the chest." She snorted.
"Stop whining. You took the downtime to do paperwork. What does that say about you?"
"That I need an assistant." Bridget laughed and took the martini from my hand.
"Please. And soon."